Glory to Jesus Christ. When we study these works of holy teachers of the spiritual life, we can easily find that they give us a really long list of spiritual laws. What I call spiritual law is something which came out from their experience. They were trying to do something, to follow in some way gospel, and they found some kind of mechanism that if I do this, this happens. If I don't do this, this happens. There really were, they carefully watched their life, and they were sensible to all these changes which were coming to their lives. And because of that, they were able to formulate some kind of principles or spiritual laws which were tested by many thousands of saints. And now it is given to us as some kind of treasure of wisdom which should help us to live our spiritual life in a good way, easier way. And today I would like to offer you one of these many spiritual laws. This spiritual law is given to us through Saint Isaac the Syrian. His icon is on this side, and the biggest teacher of spiritual life. And he says, if you give up small things, you will be able to receive big things. If you give up small things, you will be able to receive big things. It's pleasant law because it gives us hope to obtain big things from God. But we have to remember that these big things, according to spiritual law, these big things are coming when we give up small things. So what are those small things? And when we read this work of Saint Isaac the Syrian, he says, small things are those things which have no connection with God. When those are things which don't bring any profit to our soul and to our journey to salvation. All those things are small things. If you give up those small things and you exchange them for things which bring your attention to God and to your soul, then you are able to receive big things from God. And it is very useful for us to remember that. And especially when we look to our gospel, to this gospel, we can see fulfillment of this spiritual law and this gospel. We see people who really gave up small things. They spent day with Christ. They went to wilderness to listen his words. They gave up small things. They could spend this time differently. They could rest is in some kind of laziness, comfortable of body. And instead of that, they walked. They walked long distance to this wilderness because they wanted to hear Christ. They spent day listening to Christ, and it's difficult, you know. Sometimes his sermon is a little bit longer, we already complain. But they were listening all day. They could spend this day differently. They could have fun with their friends. They could enjoy the day. They could find many activities which brought some kind of comfort to their lives. They could enjoy this day in thousands of ways which would please their body and their mind. They gave up all those small things just to be able to hear God. They even gave up on their food, because they didn't think even about the food. They didn't bring enough food to extinguish their hunger. They gave up all small things. And what came then? They were able to receive big thing. They experienced God's power, God's miracle, God's mercy, God's providence. And this must touched their hearts so much that they carried this memory of this miracle to the end of their lives. And for sure, it had influence on their lives. When you give up small things, you are able to receive big things from God. And this truth is visible in lives of saints. If we read their lives, we can see fulfillment of this principle, this spiritual law, in the life of those saints. When I told you last Sunday about this, my experience with this icon in my former parish, again, people gave up small things. People who came to this procession, people who then came to church to spend time there with our Heavenly Mother, they gave up small things and they received big blessings. And this is why I'm so thankful that you accepted this invitation. And on Friday we had beautiful service and so many people came. I was so pleased on Saturday that so many people came over to pray during the day and to ask Mother of God for help, for blessings, whatever our intentions were. Because in this you gave up small things too, to be with our Mother. And I'm sure that you will see big things which will come to your life. And you know what? I can bring this testimony that I already saw these blessings. I already saw these big things which happened in souls of several people. God is good, and God wants us to be saved, to have eternal life with Him. And this is why He asks us, begs us, don't become a slave of small things, things which are not connected with your goal. Give up those things which bring temporary pleasure but doesn't bring you closer to God. He asks us, he begs us, give up all those not necessary things because I want to fill you with big blessings. I want to fill your life with big things. And everybody who remembers this spiritual law has experienced that this is the truth. It is our choice. Saints, they offer us this tested principle, this tested spiritual law. May we can live a real life with God. May we have His blessings in abundance. May we have real hope of future eternal life with our Lord. Amen.